Welcome everyone for the annual meeting of Deer Springs Ranch Owners Association. I want just a quick thank you to everyone that's helped out and participated this year. I really thank the volunteerism that's been displayed by the members and the board and all the support, and not to mention all the spousal support for all the board members. As we know, that's where a lot of the support comes from, and where the job gets done and keeps us going. I want to thank the caretakers, Paul and Nancy Brayton and their family, for what they've done in the past five months or so. And
less than four.
Less than four. Has it been less than four? It seems like a year. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and send out a roll. I'm going to send out a sheet of paper for, I'm not going to remember everyone's name and everything, so I'm going to send out a sheet of paper for roll attendance. And I appreciate that if you would just write down your name. And if you have an email address that I don't have, or a new email address, I'd appreciate that too. Are we on record?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. As a matter of introductions, I know most people, but I don't know all. But my name is John Southwick, and I'm on the board. We have David Sills, John Harris, Don Cox, Taylor Button, and Dustin Hollis is maybe on his way. Hey, Alan, come on in. Come on in. We have Linda Alderman here as our bookkeeper, and obviously go-to person.
Gopher. I'm a gopher.
And if you have ballots that you need to turn in for the elections, that this is the person you need to see. That would be Linda. Okay, appreciate that. Just a quick, if you don't mind, I'll just give a little state of the ranch address. I don't have a teleprompter, so I'll do my best with my hand-scratched notes here. The beginning of the year, the ranch was in a pretty rough state, and then we decided to, as a board, to, concentrate on improvements, and we have done a pretty good job at making some improvements. I got a list of things that over the last four and a half months that has been worked on. I've got a photo album here of some pictures from this year. I like to pass around and just have everyone, take a look at. It kind of gives you an idea of the wintry weather. The erosion problems that we face here at the ranch, and the work that's being done to work towards those improvements. Like I said, we're moving on a direction that we're moving forward. But before I go any further, if I may ask for an invocation, if I may ask, we have a volunteer for an opening prayer or anything. I'll take it. Will you, Dave? Thank you, gladly.
Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the opportunity that we have to gather together as members of the board, members of the association, and friends. And pray that Thy Spirit and Thy blessings be with us, that all that we discuss, all that we attempt to accomplish, can be done in a good manner. Be with us in this and all things, we pray in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, obviously, the direction we're moving forward, we're taking it day by day, one foot after the other, making small progress. Obviously, there's if you look at the overwhelming, if you can look at every aspect of the ranch that needs to be tended to, it could be overwhelming. So, what we try to do is we try to set goals, set priorities, and just take it day by day, and a little bit of work each time, each day, and we're making, I think we're making quite some good improvements, and we're going to head in the right direction. Obviously, we've had a management change this year, and there's the difference between managers versus caretakers, and we've discussed that even as a board. You know, well, what we've hired on the Brayton family as caretakers, because if you look at the responsibility and what they're actually doing is they're taking care of the ranch, taking care of the membership, and we felt that that's more of a in line of what we have them do, and so that's their official title. But you can, you know, I think friend is a good title too. Okay. Obviously, we've decreased some of the responsibilities or the activities. We've increased some of the ranch assignments or the detail to the assignments that are on the ranch, and so we're focusing more into basics. Back to basics. And you ask, well, what are the basics? And we've identified roads, water, and cabins as the basics, and that's quite a bit. And so as far as roads, obviously, you know, we got the quarry, the road base, we got the grader, we got an operator. Larry Meltzer is doing a wonderful job for us grading the roads. We have obviously erosion prevention that we're working on. We have contractors like Alan Seed and his family that offers, you know, does great work for us up here on some of our assignments. So that's, and as far as water is concerned, we have some issues with our storage tanks, which we need to refurbish this year, and obviously the pumps and wells and taking water samples, just a lot that goes on with the water system in general, and not just that, but the ponds and the water resources that we have. We're developing a water resource plan, and along with the road plan and the fire prevention plan and a maintenance, general maintenance plan. Obviously, you can see there's just a lot that comes with that. As far as the cabins, we're focusing in on the structures, the safety of them, the appliances. Obviously, there's fuel needs, and so we're that's another area of major concern. Now, along with the change, we've implemented some changes with the ranch house and headquarters as far as communication. We want to increase our communication, our ability to communicate between the ranch and the board and the members and the board and so forth. So we're really big on communication, and I often get calls from Paul and Nancy, and I usually get a weekly update. And he also has a logbook that he completes on things that are significant each day to keep track of what he's doing. And I've got a list of things that I'll send around that gives an idea of the improvements and the things that they're working on. Obviously, with the ranch house, we've made improvements to the ranch house. I'm in the position and belief the board is that we shouldn't make promises that we're not going to be able to fulfill. Okay, so when they came out here to look at the ranch and apply for the job, the ranch house was in really sad shape. But they had a vision. They could see that it could be more than that. And obviously, it's still work in progress, but we had made improvements as far as we've replaced windows. We've painted it. We've installed new water heater, water softener, new appliances inside, a new for communications. And just for local use, we have new batteries, the solar pack, and everything seems to be working just wonderful right now. I'll let Paul talk about that if he chooses to on his manager's report. But I just want to say, just a few minutes, if I may, take a bit of, just going to give you a general impression of what's happening with the ranch. Obviously, we had some general cleanup and some reorganization. My mantra this year, a lot of you have heard this, and it's less is more. I know Mary Ellen's tired of hearing that probably. Because every time I say less is more, I'm yanking out a plant out of her garden or something, you know. Or the goats are eating it. I don't know. But anyway. So, that's just something I just wanted to just give a little nutshell what's happening with the ranch as far as and the direction that we intend to go, and hopefully that will continue. What I'd like to do now is I'll hand these out. This is the board members can look at that. This is a list of progress that has been made by Paul and his family in the past 4 months. Circulate that around. Less than 4 months. And as you can see, as this gets passed around, that they've been very busy. My brain. There we go. Okay. So as that circulates, we give you a chance to look at that and see what kind of work has been accomplished. I have another list, sheet of paper here, and this is a list of priorities that I had given Paul. Do you still have your copy, Paul? And as you see, communication, we try to improve direction. If the caretakers need some direction, they have an idea of what, and some of these things have already been accomplished, but if it gives you an idea what the board is discussing on a monthly basis, and not just monthly basis. A lot of times we communicate, by email, by telephone call. So a lot of business, and also with the members that help out so often. And I got accolades to Bob Becker and Vance Green for helping out with the solar panels, solar batteries, and getting them hooked up. And I don't have the expertise, but fortunately, there are members that do and can help out with those, with that aspect. Um,